I know it's been X-Men up and down, and just how tough has it been for you and the other guys to see so many of these pitchers going down with injuries?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, you know, they're invested in Baltimore and we're invested in them and the culture and the environment and winning and, you know, taking next steps with these players. And so, you know, it is emotional because we love these players and we love them and they're competitors and they're warriors. And, you know, we're obviously praying for speedy recoveries and, you know, hopefully the next guy is ready.
As the coach, when you see these devastating injuries, do you kind of pull the guys together to talk about it, or do you let each of them kind of handle it individually?
We haven't gotten to the point where we've talked about it yet, you know, and I think that you're always kind of having, like, a what's next mentality, you know, whether it's a good outing or a bad outing or an injury or whatever it is. So, you know, I think we're trying to stay the course and kind of keep our eyes on the six inches in front of us.
Drew, everybody talks about the state of these kinds of injuries in baseball, but what special precautions do you guys take to try and make sure that they don't happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with communication with each individual player and kind of understanding and trying to attack it from multiple angles, you know? And what I mean by that is I'm not the only one talking to them, but Mitch is, Hyder is, Freddie is, the trainers, the strength coaches. So, you know, we're trying to get them to feel like they can be honest with us and sort of understanding where they're at and knowing that we can manipulate things to buy them an extra day or, you know, get them some time off without an IL, you know, different things like that. So I think that's exactly where it starts. But, you know, we do our very best, you know, to win games that are in front of us and also to take care of our players at the same time because we want to be at our best in October.
Given the bad news yesterday, how uplifting was it when Grayson goes out there and pitches the way he does?
Well, you know, it's huge. And you know, Kyle to the IL and Danny recently, but, like, both these guys are still in this clubhouse, and they're providing value even when they're not playing or pitching for us. So because they're warriors, and their mentality is strong, and, you know, they represent everything we want this pitching staff to be. So Grayson taking the ball and doing that for seven innings against this lineup is huge.
And then just as a fan of excellent pitching, do you look forward to days like today when you have Burns and Mueller out there? And, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great day for pitching, right? Anytime Burns takes the mound, it's awesome. I've seen Zach pitch for a lot of years. So, yeah, this one will be fun.
Yesterday John Means told us that when he was in St. Louis warming up, he kind of knew that there was something wrong with his arm, but he said he didn't want to screw the bullpen. What kind of mentality does that show you about
Means? Yeah, team first, very selfless, you know, guy. And we're always paying attention to the details and the small things, you know, their reactions to certain things and how they go about their throwing program and their prep before the game and their pregame bullpen and in between innings. So, you know, there's a lot of eyes on these guys. And, you know, all we're trying to do is make sure that they have the opportunity to be their best version. So something that we didn't necessarily sniff out really early on. And then, you know, finally when he was honest about where things were, you know, we knew that it was time to get the next guy in there. But John is a selfless guy just like the rest of these dudes, and they want to take care of their brothers, and so it means a lot to us.
How have you seen Kay Povich grow from the spring into where he is now, where, you know, he's in the rotation and becomes a more important part of that?
Right. Well, I mean, I think you got to look at you know, the group that was responsible for acquiring him and then the group that was responsible for kind of raising him through our system, and you know, hats off to them for that. But yeah, definitely saw him a lot of growth between spring and now. But in between start one and start two was probably the biggest jump. I just think in terms of, like, being comfortable, you know, being able to kind of let his shoulders sit down, kind of understanding the expectations and what it's going to feel like, you know. But he's you know, he's an unbelievable talent, and he's got a maturity level that you don't see out of many that are his age. So, you know, the future's bright.
Past rookie pitchers have come up at a time where the team gave them space to develop and grow. What is it like, though, for Cade to come up when they are competing?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're on a really good team, you know, and the expectations are pretty high, I think that that's one thing that you just have to understand, you know, the sort of the broad versus the kind of the micro. And, you know, he's been really focused on what he needs to do every single day to get himself prepared to, you know, to go face the Yankees next. So, you know, I don't think any of these guys really see more than just a few inches in front of their face, which I think is cool.
He talked after the start about how important the curveball is to him. I mean, do you see that as well? Is that sort of the pitch when he has a good feel for it? That's what kind of sets him apart, maybe?
I mean, I know it's funny because I think people are starting to sniff out like the Povich Max Fried comp.
Yeah.
But I see it similarly to the way I see Max's curveball. And it's just like kind of a pitch that you can't get too far away from. But what I will say is the difference between 2023 and 2024 and the improvements in just in terms of like being able to land this pitch and throw this pitch in the zone and then expand when he needs to, it's been an unbelievable kind of development process for him. And yeah, I think it's a pitch he can't get too far away from.
Yeah.